Blog Talk Radio.
None of y'all. None of y'all.
That's right.
None of y'all faces.
Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report on blogtalkradio.com.
Is it QIR?
Yeah.
I like that.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
DJ Double R.
Pretty accurate. I'd like to make an announcement to everybody.
Yay!
Chrissy and I are getting married to two other people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm marrying Lou, who's already married to his wife, and Chrissy is marrying marijuana.
No, I'm not. I'm marrying myself. I proposed to myself last night, and I was very excited.
Did you seduce yourself first?
I proposed to myself. I said, you know
but
what?
Did you seduce yourself first? I mean, it's very important that you...
No. Let me tell you how it went down. Okay. I said, Christy, you know, I've known you for a really long time, and I can't live my life without you. I love you, Christy. I love every bit of you. Will you marry me? And I said, oh, my God. Yes, I'll marry you. And
well, did you make love to yourself afterwards? I mean, that's how you consummate things like that, you know? Like,
not until my wedding night in, no.
Were you so, like, elated that you gave yourself anal?
No. What I'm going to do to consummate my marriage is basically get me a big bottle of Wild Irish Rose and watch Netflix until I'm drunk as a skunk. That's how I consummate my marriage.
So what you're saying is that you want to live in a sexless relationship with yourself.
Damn.
That's pretty much what I'm doing now. I don't see what the problem is.
That's unfortunate.
You should have gone shit face drunk, passed out, and let yourself take advantage of yourself.
No, I'm good.
You should have slipped a roofie into your drink, and then while you were passed out, you should have molested yourself.
No. That's how I ended up with the first baby. No, thank you.
The first of the 475?
Yeah, I'm not trying to go down that rabbit hole again.
It's 473 now. She lost two over the weekend.
You could have threatened to press charges to force a second date. You could have gotten pregnant to force marriage. Possibilities
were... I think I'm going to make myself a mail order bride and, you know, do a reverse what Russia does to us, you know.
Nice.
Like, hey,
Mexico, though. So, Guatemala, those places.
Nobody wants a black woman bride. I don't, you know, black women and Asian men are the lowest demographics that get married. So I think Asian men should start marrying black women. Yes.
I'd marry a black woman. I just want some chocolate, some caramel colored babies.
Differently colored babies, like I have.
I'd marry an Asian man so we can compare dicks, and mine would actually be bigger.
You don't need to marry him for that.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, you have to blow up his excuse there.
Yeah, damn it.
As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure you can just walk up to any Asian dude on the street and just be like, hey, let me see your dick.
That was my favorite part of The Hangover, seeing Ken Jeong's penis. So I was like, wow, that's amazing.
I know, he's got some balls, and not literally. To show that little package. I mean, the guy, and the craziest thing about him is that guy is actually a doctor before he decided to quit medicine and become an actor.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Is the Indian chick that has a TV show, is she a doctor too? Which is because most of them are doctors before they get here. No?
That's racist. That's racist. That's racist. That's racist. We condemn all forms of racism on this show. Condemn it.
Right. We glorify it. We glorify it.
And by condemn it, I mean accept it wholeheartedly and flaunt it.
Stole it, yeah. Exactly.
Totally exploit it.
So do you have any actual topics to bring up? Because I decided I didn't give a shit. For this show, and I was gonna.
I really don't, because I'm cutting out in like 5 or 10 minutes.
All right, see. I got a quick weird story. I looked into it just because I was watching CNN, and it's kind of it's not the irony, but it's what's considered irony now, I guess. It was the headline was some veteran, Iraqi vet, Iraq war veteran. White boy is charged with murdering two other Iraqi war veterans. They went to like a gun range and he killed them there. He had this is like a while ago, I think a couple months ago. Did any guys you hear about that story?
I have not heard about this.
No.
I mean
I heard about the Navy shooter.
Right.
Well, yeah.
We'll get to that, I guess. It was just a couple months ago. So the guys that got killed were involved in a, like, PTSD, is that what it is? Post-PTSD?
Post-traumatic stress disorder, yeah.
They were trying to help other veterans with that. Now, really, the story got major attention because one of the two guys that got killed was... what they called him, the Al-Shaitan Ramadi, which is the devil of Ramadi. He was the most lethal sniper in Iraq on the U.S. side. And actually, I think he might have been, like, the most lethal sniper the U.S. ever produced.
Really? So one of the guys that was killed was an Iraqi war legend, essentially.
Well, yeah, U.S. war legend altogether. He wrote like a memoir about being a sniper, et cetera, et cetera. But he was, he was very flippant about killing like 160 men. He had a lot of bravado.
I think this is the same guy that he was making the rounds of like the Fox News shows because he was condemning. He claimed that he punched out Jesse Ventura in a bar, and actually wound up suing him because it wasn't true, and nobody else could corroborate the story.
Really full of shit, which, well, in part makes me question now that I think about it, his kill, from the kill list.
Right.
That's like actually the lowest of his, made-up bullshit stories. There was one story that he tried to get two guys try to carjack him, and he turned around to grab something, like, oh, hold on, let me grab my keys, and threw his coat, shot both of them twice in the chest. I don't know how you're going to pull that off.
In their chest?
What's that?
What did he throw in their chest?
He shot them in their chest, each of their head.
That sounds legit.
Yeah, it's just outlandish. The guy was outlandish. Cops get to the scene, and they look up his info, and it says to call the State Department, and they apparently told the cops, you have one of the lethalest warriors the U.S. has ever produced, the Navy SEAL, actually. And so they let him go, and he just goes away, like, wave goodbye, bye, apparently. I threw that last part in. And also, him and another sniper got together with Katrina, supposedly, allegedly, and to keep law and order, they were perched somewhere, and they killed 30-plus looters to try to keep law and order in New Orleans. And
he was one of the people that was responsible for some of the sniping deaths in Louisiana after the whole looting thing going on. Unbelievable.
None of that is true. I mean, there's no cases of that whatsoever.
There were a lot of people shooting and killing looters though in Louisiana. That was something real. There was like
there weren't any sniper killings. There was vigilantes. Street vigilantes, was what have you. But there weren't.
Yeah, there were rumors that like Blackwater and shit were down there shooting people.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, the guy was full of shit essentially. I didn't finish reading the story because I was too caught up with reading his half of it being bullshit and the other half being flipping about killing people and he said at one point in the book apparently he says I want to kill people with Qurans but I don't, trying to say I'm racist but I hold myself or whatever that statement may be. The guy was a loose cannon, and the only thing that came to mind was live by the sword, die by the sword. The guy was crazy, and you put yourself in that environment, and you got people who lose their shit. You got killed by some guy that lost his shit. Was like cliched. People are just like this guy in D.C. was hearing voices. People were after him, the government, et cetera, et cetera. So I mean,
right?
That is all a product of what anti-war people, were pushing. Like, not only the immediate deaths, but the long toll on society.
Yeah, the long-term psychological effects of having people do shit like that. I mean, it's and the fact is that it's not like we've heard for a long time, and this is the kind of shit that we have heard for a very long time is stories of soldiers burning down completely innocent villages and shit like that, and that's not like, we hear about that stuff because it happens. It's not the kind of thing. I mean, that shit's been happening since before the Vietnam War, but, you know, that was when that kind of thing really came to light is, you know, soldiers burning down innocent villages and you know, firing squads that are killing, you know, hundreds of civilians, women and children at a time. And it's not just because they're loose cannons. It's because, like, their commanding officers are telling them to do shit like that. It's crazy shit out there.
But also, you know, I would throw in that there has to be, by definition, a certain brutality in your mentality to be in war and be effective and survive and be a good soldier, you know, and that...
Maybe be a good fish speaker.
Okay, there you go. I mean, you know, what are you but, you know, trained killer, you know what I mean? And how are you supposed to be... civilized and the gentleman.
See, what everybody doesn't know is that Mick is actually a trained killer, but he's got remarkable self-control. Remarkable self-control. He's posing as an ineffective 36-year-old in
You too?
The problem is, wow. if I was a trained killer, I would want to be one of these people who just fucking goes ballistic and just starts randomly. I shouldn't say that, because I don't believe in randomly killing people. I wouldn't mind killing somebody who deserved it, but...
No, I believe in specifically killing people. I don't think there should be anything... There shouldn't be anything random about... But, you know, like, the crazy thing is that a lot of these massive shootings that happen, some of them are random and some of them are not, but they're all lumped in together. Some of them are actually perpetrated by people who are going back to school or to their workplace that they were maligned in or whatever, and actually, you know, hurting people that they feel hurt then.
But even still, which in those instances, it's never like,
Chris,
you know,
are
it's,
you
not
still
like
there?
You go, it's not like you go to school and specifically kill people who wronged you. You just want to go and get everybody because, you know, fuck that place and blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, there's like 30 innocent people that had nothing to do with anything and they're dead.
Yeah, that happens too. But there are, I mean, it's at least a few of these instances have been people going back to the workplace and actually, you know, hunting down the people that they feel wronged them and taking them out. And even some of the ones where a bunch of random people get killed, they just happen to be in the way.
Right.
You know, and it all gets lumped in. But I think both the random and the purposeful ones are all kind of products of the enormous amount. I don't, you know, when people say, oh, grow up, you know, like, just do what you got to do. Being an adult is not easy. I don't care what anybody says. I've been having this conversation with people for ages. It's not easy to keep your shit together in this kind of society.
Either.
It's not, no. There's very little enjoyable about being responsible.
Yeah. I hate to be a party pooper, but I got to duck out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll soldier on. We'll find a way, Mick.
I'm sure you'll manage to carry on without me.
Well,
no, you're needed, but yeah.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you this weekend.
Fuck off.
Okay.
See
all right.
Later. All right. Okay, I wanted to add to this conversation on the, you know, how this is supposedly renewed the gun safety debate. Well, on Fox News, it had, what's her name, Halfbeck, Elizabeth Halfbeck, on there.
Oh, yeah, she's on Fox now, yeah.
She was up
she
there
always,
saying,
she
well,
always belonged there, by the way. She belonged there from the get-go.
Isn't that the sensational bitch from CNN?
No, she's the stupid right-wing bitch from The View.
Yeah, the blonde right-wing bitch.
Right.
Oh. Okay, she's now on Fox, and she chimed in about this, you know, that, you know, people are focusing on the wrong part. You know, they always want to blame the NRA, but why not video games? You know, he played video games for hours on end. And that maybe they should have a video game registry or have a time out, you know, when you're playing these things, and that we should renew a debate about video games and how they affect the psyche and stuff like that, because they said, oh, the common denominator is that majority of these mass murderers played games like Halo or, you know, shooting games, first-person shooters.
If I could just make a comment before I forget.
My favorite type of video game is what do they call platformer? Platform game? Platforming?
What? No, it's a first-person shooter. First-person shooter.
No. My favorite game is.
Your favorite game is a platformer. Yeah.
Yeah, like jumping from one thing to another.
Yeah,
Mario
Brothers is considered a platformer.
You don't see me going and learning parkour and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
I like role.
Yeah,
I like
you mean you're not. You mean you're not jumping?
Like,
you're jumping over leap like huge chasms and bashing your head on question blocks and stuff like that.
Right.
I mean,
you don't see me saving princesses, fighting big gorillas. None of that shit.
I know. I like role playing games. You don't see me dressing up like a fucking elf from Lord of the Rings and trying to quest.
Well, some people really do that though. A lot of people do that.
And there are
conventions
of that cosplay.
Yeah, and they're really kind of combative about their particular form of costume play.
Done properly, the chicks look fucking hot. Just saying.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but you're also not allowed to. You're not allowed to acknowledge that with them at all. That's a thing.
Really?
Like if they dress up as some character that they choose that's scantily clad and they're in costume, like you're not allowed to hit on them or find them attractive at all. That's apparently not allowed.
The character that was drawn up by a small dick little Japanese guy who's fucking horny as hell.
He draws a girl in a bra and panties, essentially, with the top of her boobies pouring out, you know, she's got like thong armor that doesn't actually protect her from anything.
Or are you trying to protect your little asshole from kind of mythical something?
Yeah. So, Christy, what were you saying about the video games?
Well, that's what that's the right wing's version. You know how on the left it's like, no, we need to have a background registry, background checks, and limit the amount of bullets per clip and things of that nature to, you know, have some kind of roadblock. I mean, it won't solve every crazy mass murder, but at least, you know, you don't have a guy pumping off 100 in one round in 15 seconds.
Also,
you know
quick,
I mean?
Before I forget, Christy, I wanted to apologize to you because you had said on the show a few weeks ago about how Obama was one of the more... He's had some of the nastiest criticism leveled at him, and I disagreed with you, and I said, oh, I don't know about that. But the more I actually looked into it and the more I remembered some of the things that were said, the more I realize that you're right. I do think that some of the criticism, it's almost like the right wing has thought that they could get it. Even though I don't like Obama at all, I'm extremely disappointed in the way that his administration has gone. I do think that some of the criticism that's leveled at him, I think the right wing has thought they could get away with saying stuff that's so nasty because he's black.
Yes.
Like, I do believe that. I do believe that, and I have seen that. So I wanted to say that you're right. You are right. I do agree with your statement.
Yeah, I mean, I just keep seeing it over and over and over and over and repeated and repeated. To me, it's like dog whistles. It signals to those rednecky, racist, really, you know, right-wing, fringed, red meat, like, you know, when they say, oh, he's lazy or he's un-American. They really like to say he's un-American, which is like saying he's not.
No, actually, I would say he's extremely American because he's very much and always kind of has been ensconced in the kind of double dealing political nonsense that that is very, very American, very fucking American. He's 150% American.
Damn.
I mean,
he's kicking down to him having such an exotic name. That's very American.
Okay, then go. They have to go. Basically, to me, it's like he's kicked out more illegal aliens than any president in history. He has no problem sending in a SEAL team and assassinating, you know, a threat. You know what I mean? He's ready to bomb Syria over chemical weapons.
He doesn't give two fucks about internet freedom at all. He doesn't give two shits about it.
I mean, yeah, privacy, really.
Privacy, so, any kind of privacy, yeah. I don't know. He, I don't be, besides that,
like,
though, yeah, go on. No, because I want
to
make a point about the gun issue after you're finished.
To me, he's the most, as far as the Democrat has been in office, he is the most closest to right than any president, I think, you know, a Democrat president.
Rhetorically, he's very, very left, but in practice, he's,
right.
he's way more towards the right.
Wait, if you start tallying, yeah, what, you know, even what he does to what he does liberally to what he does conservatively, or,
right.
you know, authoritarian?
Authoritarian?
Authoritarian, that one, there we go.
Especially when it comes to foreign affairs, domestic affairs and stuff, you know, with the NSA thing, besides, without that, he's pretty, you know, leftist, but whatever. What were you saying about guns and stuff?
The thing is, I actually, from my experience and from what I've seen, I'd say the overwhelming majority of the left are not preaching, you know, gun control. The loudest left-wing screamers about the gun issue are no guns altogether, which is not practical at all. And granted, that comes majorly from the fringe, but that also kind of has worked a lot on the main message of the left when it comes to guns is, well, guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad. I think the people that are actually talking about maybe making the restrictions a little tighter and saying, you know, and making there more obstacles between somebody getting a gun and not, you know, like tighter background checks and shit like that, those are the people that are a little more towards the center, a little more thoughtful about the process, and are maybe trying to reach out and come to a compromise. But I do feel that the overwhelming voice of the left when it comes to guns is no guns, no guns, which is not in any way practical. That's never going to happen. That's something that they should abandon altogether. I don't care how much you hate the idea of violence. There's never, ever... guns were invented. Once you invent something as powerful and ubiquitous and useful as guns, they're never going to go away. It's never going
to
stop.
It would definitely take a long time to clear off the streets.
Yeah, and honestly, in my opinion...
There was a magical executive order saying, you know, turn in all your guns.
If you try to eliminate all guns from the street, you're going to turn... there's been movies made about, you know, dystopian societies that are completely Big Brother run and shit. That's what happens when you get rid of all guns. And then you have pockets of people who... I mean, you know, it's just... this is the kind of thing that's... it's not... it's really obvious what's going to happen if they even remotely try to eliminate anyone anywhere from owning a gun. People are going to stockpile shit.
I kind of feel that, you know, from what I'm hearing from the left, it used to be no guns, no guns, no guns, but they realized that that was a political suicide. It's kind of akin to what the Tea Party is doing with the Obamacare, the repealing it for the 42nd time. You know, it's just, it's an albatross. And so to get reelected in their blue districts, they're leaning towards, okay, majority of these people are gun owners, especially in states like Pennsylvania where they're huge hunters and stuff. We have to be more center. And so with this new gun debate, you know, even hardcore people like Senator Dianne Feinstein from California, she used to be like, no guns, no guns, no guns. She's even evolved to like, look, we have, you know, you have Second Amendment rights, and, you know, with these rights, you do have to have reasonable controls on them, though. She's even loosened her stance a little bit, so I disagree with what you just said. So.
Well, you know what?
It's
all crazy, because
yeah.
years ago, the Bradley laws were in effect. Bradley
yes.
was, you know...
Brady.
Someone,
Brady.
Brady, I'm sorry.
Brady,
was under
yeah.
the, you know, he was a worker for Reagan, you know, right-wing guy, what have you, Republican. He got paralyzed because, you know, some guy had a gun and tried to kill Reagan.
During Reagan's assassination attempt. he was shot and paralyzed.
So these laws, these tough laws, were in place for many years, and they just, you know, they what do they call sunset? You know, they were up and they weren't renewed. And I think the most part they are laws, the laws that people are proposing now are a lot weaker than the Brady laws. And yet they still can't
get passed. Well, I mean, what you said was the trigger, which is that, you know, pun not intended, but you said that, you know, Brady was a right wing. If there were right wing victims of gun violence, I can't even say that. No, I'd like to think that if somebody ran up to, you know, Rush Limbaugh and fired a couple of shots into his fat gut, that, you know, maybe Republicans would start to say, hey, but it's not like that anymore, because the rationale and the logic that's coming out.
Now they're just blaming it on video games again.
They'll blame it on video games, and then they'll use that as a springboard to say, we need less strict gun laws so that Rush Limbaugh can have all of his guns on him at the same time, so this never happens again. You know,
yeah,
it
a
used
bunch
to
of
be,
red states have expanded their gun laws, making, you know, given gun rights. They expanded their gun rights versus, you know, gun control. A lot of red states, Florida included.
Well, that's the thing, like, you know, and another thing that the left has been really stupid about is, like, Starbucks, for example, because Starbucks essentially had to issue a statement saying, we obey the gun laws in states that we operate in, so if there's open carry laws and people come into our establishment wearing guns, that's okay with us. You know, we don't have issues with states with open carry permits, you know, and people carrying their guns inside our stores. And that's a smart business decision on their part, because why would they I mean, that's, people love fucking coffee, and for some reason people love Starbucks coffee, even though it's terrible. And why would you stop a contingent of people from entering your store if they're obeying the law? You wouldn't, because that's just an intelligent business decision. But the left went fucking apeshit about that, especially the fringe left. Who and they're like, you know, oh, boycott Starbucks because they're allowing guns inside their... No, they're just obeying the letter of the law. They don't have any reason to ban people from bringing guns into their establishment if they're obeying the law. I mean, you can't walk in with an assault rifle, but if you have an open carry permit and you got a holster on you and it's visible in a state that allows that, then why wouldn't they let them in there?
I think what they need to do is both sides need to scale it back and come to a compromise. You know what I mean? We can't agree that the amount of bullets that a person can have is kind of excessive, and that, you know, automatic assault rifles are not needed ever. I don't know why you would have an automatic assault rifle.
It really is.
Even if
Zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
but you'll eventually run out of bullets, and you're going to eventually run out of bullets in the zombie apocalypse. So you got
to
figure something out.
Now, if you know how to smelt your own, I'm going to start a smelting business. I'm going to start a smelting
The Philippines actually do that. Where they have their own gun factories, like handgun factories. It is like just homemade, like in the backyard, under some shanty, you know, tin-covered house.
Yeah, I saw a documentary that had that shit in it. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. They have, like, the plans to make, it, like, the moldings, the smelt metal, all that stuff. It's crazy.
Well, on to another thing. Did you know that the Insane Clown Posse is being sued?
Yes, I read that. Insane Clown Posse is being sued by a woman who used to work for them because she claims that she was harassed by being smacked with dildos or some bullshit.
She was gifted a dildo for her birthday. She was actually their publicist and slash, I guess, attorney, like some sort of attorney. And basically they were saying rude remarks. I think one of the managers told her that he has a fat cock and he would like to fuck her. For, you know, she had mentioned that she broke up with a boyfriend, so he gave her a dildo as a gift because she, you know, she was single and at least this will help her out through the hard time.
I just like to say that as much as I absolutely loathe the Insane Clown Posse because I think they're horrible creatures and should be burned from the planet, but what do you expect when you're working for the Insane Clown Posse? Like, what what do you think is going to be, you know, like, they're horrible people.
Yes, they're very horrible. I mean, basically, it's wrongful termination, sexual harassment, you know, distress. It's like a laundry list of things. And
well, I mean, if she was fired because she wouldn't fuck one of them, then yeah, she's got a legitimate case. But, I mean, if she's citing the fact that, you know, they gave her a dildo for her birthday, it's like, well, they're insane. They're idiots. They're morons. Like, how long have you worked for them and you don't know that they're morons?
I mean, it's still sexual harassment. I mean, any workplace, regardless if it was Insane Clown Posse, if somebody was getting that dildo.
What about in porn? What about any workplace? What about if you're the assistant to a porn producer?
Yeah, that gets pretty
unless it was tricky. Like a collector's item or something of note, there's no reason why you should be doing that as a professional. Regardless.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% if there were any other people but the Insane Clown. You should have known better. That's wrong.
I mean, also,
yeah, they're more.
Here's the same time that she got a gift. He gave like four other people in the office vagina tighteners as a gift. And you know, it's crazy. I mean, basically she was fired, and because she went to complain to the head of the, you know, their record label, and you know, tried to say, hey, this is what's going on. You know, he fired her after that. Like, oh shit, you know. Dumped her ass for trying to talk to her superior about a shit that was going on in office. You know, that's kind of shitty. You know what I mean? Also, she was forced to, you know, kind of to get illegal weapons for them for a video shoot. She
really?
All kinds of stuff.
Oh,
like,
please.
Yeah.
That's a music industry. That's not even that. Like, that's the kind of shit that people do for the stars in the music industry. Is outrageous. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
but she wasn't,
you know,
ready.
Like,
she wasn't ready. She wasn't ready and bit off more than she could.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you, but at the same time, like, it's the
Insane Clown Posse, and they suck so bad. Like, they suck so bad that everything that they do sucks, including their treatment of their manager / lawyer. Like, I, why would you want to work for them? If that's the way they act,
yeah.
Like that, it's like I feel like you have to be an idiot at this point not to know what pieces of shit those people are. Like, they're garbage,
right.
And they're pussies.
They were like saving people from a burning building. It would still suck, whatever they do, saving orphans.
Yes,
trying to find them homes.
If they were actually pulling drowning children out of the surf, like, I'd still be like, can we get somebody else to do this? Like, I don't care if we lose a couple of kids. Can we just gotta get somebody else to do this shit?
Right. Do not put your mouth on me from mouth to mouth. Just stop. You know, cut it out. Leave me alone. Nope. I'd rather die.
I'd rather die than get mouth to mouth.
I mean, so basically they are, you know, it's more proof that they're not only stupid, but they're scumbags, basically.
Yes. I mean, look, they're human detritus.
They're walking cast off. They're garbage. I mean, there's nothing redeeming about the. I was amused by the whole culture surrounding it as kind of like an outside observer about how stupid people can be, and you know, it's like the goth kids that were super into Marilyn Manson back in the day. They've morphed into these juggalo creatures. Like, it's the same kind of manic
parallel,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Those two phenomena. Huh? That was parallel, wasn't those two?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but the Insane Clown Posse people like never went away, whereas the Marilyn Manson goths they kind of grew up.
Yeah.
Mostly, I think I honestly think the reason they grew up is because Marilyn Manson became so confusing with his looks and shit like that. It was hard to follow.
what he was doing?
Yes.
You know, like, he morphed and evolved so many different times. Like, I think people were just like, yeah, I can't keep up with this shit anymore. But Insane Clown Posse has been stupid, like, for 20 years.
They've never evolved.
No,
well,
they've
also,
been the same kind of
Marilyn
stupid.
Marilyn Manson tried to, you know, put effort in trying to legitimize at least who he was, you know, making intelligent remarks here and there. Where,
yeah, I mean, he's actually been, for the most part, remarkably well-spoken since coming to the public. I mean, when he kind of got over the extreme shocking stuff, like during interviews when he would just say crazy shit, you know, I mean, he's actually said some pretty meaningful things in interviews, especially about censorship and things like that. But, I mean, the Insane Clown Posse has never said anything intelligent, ever.
Oh, God, no.
Did Lou, did you ever watch that Miracles video? Did you see that?
No. You guys told me about it. You've got to watch that shit.
You've got to watch that shit.
What is it, like, rain is a miracle and breathing is a miracle?
Yeah, magnets. Magnets are the big thing. They don't understand magnets. How do magnets work? It's a miracle. No, it's science, but...
Oh, man.
As a matter of fact, something that I heard, I should probably go read the article, but I'm going to mention it anyway, is that apparently there was an experiment done, and it's not even really an experiment because we already know this, but apparently the proof, some right-wing organization submitted proof that homosexuality is not natural because magnets are not attracted to the same poles. Because north and north repel each other, and south repel each other, but north and south do not repel each other. They attract each other. So that, magnets are proof that homosexuality is wrong.
Who came up with
it? Some right-wing fucking think tank bullshit,
wow.
Quote-unquote scientific organization.
I thought they just didn't believe in science. I thought they needed science. So what are they doing trying to make up?
It's pseudoscience. Right-wing nut jobs believe in pseudoscience.
Like, oh, science sucks unless we make it up.
You know, if it was a legitimate race, you know, her body will shut it down automatically. You know, she'll...
Exactly. Pseudoscience.
You know.
Nonsense. Yeah, but
also
Also,
they believe that rape kits, if you get to the clinic in time, will flush out the abortion, even though rape kits only just basically get their evidence. They believe that it has
magical
power.
Yes, they collect evidence whether rape has occurred. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with preventative, whatever. But the fact is that, and I've heard this from a lot of different nutballs, is... you know, humans are the only species that have homosexuality. Humans are the only species that have war. Apparently, they've never looked at ants, like, ever.
Right.
They've never seen ants fight. Baboon giant wars. You know, fucking, I think prairie dogs or meerkats have big wars also. Like, there's tons of examples of war in nature.
Wouldn't the rabbits in Watership Down have a big war?
Yes, and cartoon rabbits have wars all the time. I mean, you know. You know, so that's the proof, right? No, but the homosexuality thing, I mean, there's, like, we're talking like 100 years ago, they collected evidence of homosexual relationships in nature. I mean, the whole, that crappy Engelbert Humperdinck song, Lesbian Seagull, like, that's a thing.
Yes.
Like, seagulls actually, like, female seagulls will actually nest together. Like, a male will impregnate one of them, and then they'll kick the male out, and then a female partner will come help raise the eggs. Like, that's a thing.
Really?
That's a fan.
I don't understand how people are that fucking stupid that they can't just look that shit up. Like, why are they afraid of books?
They read the Bible, but they're reading, you know, we shouldn't be finished, okay?
And the Bible has been edited hundreds of times since its inception, whereas an encyclopedia has not.
You just add to the encyclopedia.
How many times has the encyclopedia improvise. Pluto's not a planet. You know, shit like that.
It just boggles my mind, you know. It's like the hypocrisy and what people believe and things of that nature.
Your face boggles my mind.
It boggles my face.